Whether it's dropping the carp, dropping the cheese, or fireworks over the bluffs, there are many fun ways to welcome in 2014 in and around Wisconsin. We'll talk with travel writer Gary Knowles about New Year's Eve festivities, and I'll ask you to tell Joy where to go for January. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, December 27th. We have posted Gary's travel list for the end of December and the month of January on WPR.org/joy. It's also linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, so check that out. Post some more suggestions if you'd like to, or call us with your suggestions and recommendations about what's going on in your region of the state. What can we do to enjoy the next month in Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Gary Knowles is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers and a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. And he is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning, and almost Happy New Year.
Almost Happy New Year. Did you have a lovely Christmas, I hope?
Yeah, certainly did. Did a little travel around Wisconsin, and, the roads stayed in pretty decent shape. And aside from a few flurries here and there, had a wonderful time with family and friends. So, great holiday.
I'm happy for that. And looking forward to the new year, this is a special time of year for me for some reason. It's sort of saying goodbye to the old year and welcoming in the new year. And boy, do we have some interesting ways in Wisconsin to welcome in the new year. What's this dropping of the
carp?
Well,
there's fish flying in Prairie du Chien. And not in Prairie du Chien, they have one of the more unusual ways to welcome in the year. And they drop a carp. And I believe the carp is named Lucky every year. And the carp is lowered, actually, from a post and is lowered kind of like the great crystal ball is in New York, only in this case it's a carp and it's in Prairie du Chien. And as I understand it, if you get to Prairie du Chien like before midnight, they have an opportunity to kiss the carp.
Can't miss that.
No, that I guess not, because
that's the lucky. It's lucky to kiss the carp.
That's
right?
That's where lucky comes from, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you want to do that. And then there's also, of course, in Plymouth, which Plymouth used to go by the slogan of the world's cheese capital. And I know they do make lots of cheese up there yet. I'm not sure if they're still the capital or not. They probably are. Maybe somebody will call in and tell us. But they drop a huge 80-pound, as I understand it, hunk of cheese. And that's the way they celebrate the coming of the new year up there.
Do they eat the cheese then, or
I haven't been there for it, so I can't vouch for it. But maybe somebody can call in and let us know about that too. And they also have a kind of a masquerade ball that goes on with it, and lots of samples of cheese. I know you can sample the cheese up there as well. And then if you're over in Cascade Mountain and you're a skier, they're having skiing on New Year's Eve, so you can ski in the new year. And if you're in La Crosse, of course, the great way to do it over there is the fireworks display. And they have two of them, actually. They have an early one in case, the kids can't quite stay up for the stroke of midnight. They have an early fireworks display for young guys.
That's nice.
And then they have a later big display on Granddad Bluff, of course, off of Granddad Bluff, for everybody else who wants to see it. And it's always really a lot of fun. So, we have our ways of celebrating here.
Yeah, sure do. Well, I know that I'll be celebrating by having an early dinner as usual and early to bed as usual, because I will be here on New Year's Day. We'll have a live show as we always do. So I won't be staying up past the stroke of midnight. What about you? Do you have plans for
My plans are still in the making. And, we've occasionally done things like you're talking about, which is kind of a quiet New Year's and early to bed and mm-hmm. up early to see the next day. Of course, with the Badgers playing on the mm-hmm. 1st of January, I know we have plans on that day to get together with friends and watch the Badger game and hopefully the Badger victory. And so we'll be doing that. But so far, our plans for the evening are not solid. One of the thoughts we had was we wanted to go see Inside Llewyn Davis, that new movie by the Coen brothers that's out, and then found out it's not playing here in Madison yet.
It's not.
No. And so we may go see something else, or we may get together with some friends. And usually it's not a real wild evening, and there's probably not any carp kissing that'll go on at our house.
So on New Year's Day itself, you're gonna watch the Badgers, which we will be doing that too. There seem to be every year, and I don't know if this year is the same, people jumping into Lake Michigan. Is that happening with those polar bear plunges?
There certainly are a number of those things that'll be going on, actually sort of throughout January. On the 1st, one of the real famous ones in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, is called the Polar Bear Swim up there. And on the 1st, they'll be getting together over at the shore of Lake Michigan. And there'll be a hole in the ice, and you're welcome to go jump in it if you'd like to. And you can be a polar bear then, too. And I think Milwaukee also has a polar bear kind of thing going on. I don't have it right on my list here.
I see that Milwaukee is having a kite festival on New Year's Day, which sounds fun.
They do have a kite festival, and that is really a lot of fun. I think it's the 27th annual Cool Kite Fest, or it's called the Cook Fool Kite Festival, which is kind of a way to talk about having some of the great kites over there. They say they're going to be cooking up the Johnsonville brats that day, so you know that it's a real Wisconsin celebration.
Yeah.
And should be a lot of fun over at Veterans Park on the 1st. And I think that, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I think they probably do some jumping in the lake as well over there.
They probably do. And if you're in or want to be in the Door County area, go to Frosty Fest in Egg Harbor. That sounds fun, too.
Oh, yeah. Door County, as we always say here, is fun anytime you can get there. And for Frosty Fest, they have all their kind of fun games and fun activities taking place up there. They have a run, they have a parade. And actually, as I understand it, I think it's this one in Egg Harbor. Their parade began way back when, for those that can remember, when the Badgers never went to a bowl game. They actually called it the Anti-Rose Bowl Parade. And they would have fun because they were determined to have some fun on the 1st of January, even if the then Badgers couldn't get to a bowl game. So it really is a lot of fun up there in Door County.
So why don't you let us know what you are planning on doing for this weekend, for New Year's Eve, for New Year's Day, or any time during the month of January. This is the January edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and while you're there, you can check out Gary's lists of recommended events and activities happening in and around Wisconsin for the end of this month and the month of January. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's winter time and the weather's fine, with snow on the woods and field when I reveal my snowmobile.
This is the January edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. It is 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, December 27th. Once a month, Gary Knowles joins us with some recommendations of things to do in and around Wisconsin any given month. And we are looking at what's going on during this end of December time, New Year's Eve, and the entire month of January. And Gary, snowmobiling is always on tap in Wisconsin in the winter. And I think the Eagle River Snowmobile Championships take place in January.
They're coming up the 16th to the 19th of January. And certainly, you know, Wisconsin is the home of the snowmobile. And of course, there's a lot of discussion about who invented the first self-powered sled through the woods. But we here in Wisconsin believe that it was our invention. And of course, the Eagle River area, St. Germain up there, is where it was developed initially, we believe. And so as a result, we do claim the world championship. And it's been going on up there now for years. And the 16th to the 19th will be the exciting conclusion of it. They have they're claiming like 25,000. I think there may even be more people than that go up for these championships. And it's really some great racing up there, and always a lot of fun.
Yeah, I have never been to Eagle River for the snowmobile championships. I've certainly been on a snowmobile, my share, especially. It's been a long time, though. Now I'm a little more for the silent sports these days. I love to cross-country ski, and I bought my first pair of snowshoes last winter. So I hope to be able to do some of that. And I'd like to try some unique winter sports. And I think I mentioned to you during our just before we started that I do have a vacation planned, a very short vacation plan for the first week of January, the first full week of January. And we are planning to go to Minocqua for a couple of days. And we will for sure go to the Winter Park in Minocqua. A listener suggested that. And I said, well, sounds good to me. And we'll do a little either tubing or snowshoeing or cross-country skiing or all three at Winter Park. What else should I do in Minocqua?
Well, you know, if you're going to go to Winter Park, it is a beautiful facility. It's a great cross-country area. I know, a couple of years ago, I ran into someone who was actually offering ski-jorning lessons out there.
Now, what exactly is that?
Well, that's where you hook up Rover to a leash and kind
so
of a...
So a dog's going to... Well, so someone else's dog.
Yeah, it's a one-dog sled and you're on uh-huh. skis.
Oh, very
and it's,
neat.
And it's really great. And the dogs love it. I mean, you know, this is not torturing anybody. You know, the dogs just have a great time and so do the people. And as I understand, it's not too hard to learn how to do it. It might be kind of fun to check on that and see if you could do some ski-jorning up there.
I've never done anything like that. I've also never just been on a dog sled with a full pack of dogs. And I know that there are some places, I think it's more in the Bayfield area where they do that.
Bayfield has at least one or two, I believe, runners up there. But there really are quite a few sled dog operations around the state. And I believe there are some up in the Minocqua area. Maybe somebody from Minocqua can phone in and let us know. But yeah, it really is fun. I've had the opportunity to ride on a dog sled, and it's really exciting because nobody is more enthusiastic than a sled dog. I mean, they just want to run, and they're having such a good time, and you can't help but have a great time there, too.
Well, let's see if anybody from the Northwoods is listening right now. Why don't you tell me where to go when I'm in the Minocqua area during this first week of January? Maybe it's a winter sport to enjoy. Maybe it's some indoor facility. Maybe it's a great place to eat. I'm looking for any of those suggestions. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And now you don't have to only have recommendations for Minocqua. That is going to be one of the trips I take in January. But let us know things that you're planning on doing, special Wisconsin experiences that you like to have in the wintertime, things that you might already know you're going to do in January in your region of the state, and let other people know about something fun happening in your area. You know, we did get quite a bit of snow here in Madison in the past couple of weeks, Gary. I think we 6.5 inches or so with that last snowstorm, and then an inch here and an inch there and
right.
an inch after that. And
every morning.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit of snow all week long, it seems. But, you know, and I was kind of griping a little bit about the shoveling and everything that we have to do. And then I saw some photos from Ashland.
Oh, really?
Did you see what Ashland got?
No, I have not seen the pictures.
Almost 32 inches, I think.
Well, they're right up in the snow belt there. And they like to claim they're in the snow belt. And I suppose that's why they've got a shovel, right? 32
yeah.
inches is a lot of snow.
Yeah. So, but I mean, lots of snow to play in, too. And I suppose if you're in Ashland, you're not totally unaccustomed to that.
Well, they'll, you know, I've got to say that, you know, we were talking about Bayfield. They'll be happy up there if that's the case, because February, I believe it is February 1st, the first weekend that we bust into February. Yep, it's the 1st and 2nd. It's the Apostle Island Sled Dog Races.
There we go.
You know, and that is always really a lot of fun up there. And Bayfield does such a good job of hosting it. They actually invite people, if you're interested, they're inviting people who'd like to volunteer to help out with it. And basically what you do is, you can work with the dogs. You can help, you know, take care of feeding the dogs or getting them lined up for the start of the race, or serve as one of the helpers along the way at the checkpoints that they have. But it's really a lot of fun. I've been up there a couple of times. And
does
it's just,
that ever sound like fun? And is it's the first weekend of February?
It's the first weekend, the 1st and 2nd. And I know they have the volunteerism opportunities up there, which is kind of like for a, you know, it doesn't cost you quite as much to go up for the whole weekend, and they'll have lodging available at a really discounted rate if you volunteer. So really a lot of fun and well worth looking into.
I might have that on my list, too, because I while I'm going to Minocqua, I don't know if I want to go all the way to Bayfield on this first trip. But I would love that because that might be the time that those sea caves are ready, right?
It's a possibility, yeah, because you're looking, yeah, February would be a good possibility that they will be, and especially because we've had the early snow. The sea cave development really depends on having snow and then some melting, thawing, and freezing going on. So there's if you call the National Park Service in Bayfield, they actually have a ice line up there for the winter snow caves, and they'll tell you how the development is coming.
Well, yeah, and I happened to look this morning, and there is a website you can look at, and it said that the road, the ice isn't ready yet.
Nothing
so
yet,
there's
yeah.
The sea caves are not open, because you have to walk like a mile
mm-hmm. walking along the shore on sea ice, essentially, and, you know, so it's a hike, and mm-hmm. But it's, you know, and the ice is developing, though, because I saw a thing on the Madeline Island ferry page the other day, and they were talking about this weekend the ice has been forming up there. They don't know for sure yet when the shutdown is going to happen, but it may be pretty soon if it stays really cold like it is.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the last time you're on or a recent Tell Joy Where to Go. Someone said that is a winter experience that I should check out, the Madeline Island Ice Road that you can actually drive from I don't know, the mainland to Madeline Island.
Yeah, you can drive, and it's a heart in your throat drive, and it's really a lot of, you've got to do it once. I mean, but I would watch and make sure the other cars are going and coming first. But it's about a couple of miles over, and you're driving over Lake Superior, and it's frozen, and you can hear expansion cracks as you're driving. So it's kind of like they have two ways to do it. They say one is you roll up the windows and don't listen to it. Turn the radio up and just do the drive. And the other way is to roll your window down, listen for the crack, and when the crack breaks and your car is going through, jump out the window.
Oh.
So, but it's that's just sort of a little bit of hyperbole there, but that's what they that's what they say. So,
well, my husband Rob, I think, would be interested in trying that since he's a big fan of that show, Ice Road Truckers.
he might want to drive back and forth a few times on it.
Well, in things that are maybe a little less heart-stopping, not only can I do some cross-country skiing and snowshoeing in Minocqua when I'm there the first week of January, but there are all sorts of special different things for skiers and hikers and snowshoers all over Wisconsin, all over the month of January. I see here, for example, Mirror Lake State Park in Wisconsin Dells area will have its trails lit for skiers, hikers, and snowshoers on January the 4th, so
right.
the first weekend in January.
Yeah, a lot of the state parks really do make a point of having opportunities for candlelight or moonlight skiing and the opportunity to go out in the evening and do that. And I know that up in the Kickapoo area, they have a snowshoe hike that they do up there. And actually, they do them on a number of different days, the 4th, the 18th, and February 1st. They'll actually have people that'll train you how to use your snowshoes. And if you don't have any, they'll actually rent you some up there at the Kickapoo Valley Reserve. And they have these hikes that they do kind of, you know, it's not a real intense thing, but it's enough to get you out there and get you started. So that'd be a lot of fun to do.
Yeah. And you know, if we, as we say goodbye to December, there are still some holiday-related events going on. It looks like there's still a chance to see Christmas lights, for example. I know that one of our Facebook friends said that I should get to, is it Irvine Park in Chippewa Falls has a beautiful display, apparently.
And yeah, I've heard that, and mm-hmm. that's really true. Marshfield, I believe, has their Rotary Winter Wonderland still going on as well, with a lot of lights up there. 1.5 million, they claim, so that ought to get you dazzled a little bit. And then down in Janesville, the Rotary Botanical Gardens down there always has a wonderful display as well. And I think theirs goes on through the end of the year. And well worth taking a look at that if you can get down there.
Yeah, and we can, if we didn't catch the Evergleam display at the Wisconsin Historical Society. That still runs through, it says here, January 11th. So
I got up to that the other day. It did really, they did a really fine job of putting that together. And they even have, in a way even more fascinating than the trees, they have about a half a dozen of the circulating colored lights that people would put under them. And there's different ones that I'd never seen there before that people would set under the tree, of course, to create different light patterns on your aluminum tree.
And a place that I've always wanted to visit and I haven't yet, the Green Bay Botanical Gardens, is also lit up, I guess, through the end of December.
They are, yes. And it's Green Bay is always kind of fun to get to anyway. And they've got always, you know, certainly the Packers are there and there's the Packer Hall of Fame, but the Neville Museum is up there. It's a wonderful museum. If you've never been to it, I'll bet you have, but for people that have, you know, think Green Bay is just the Packers, there's a lot more going on there.
Ooh, speaking of the Packers, did you see that Aaron Rodgers is starting? So we have a chance on Sunday, huh?
I see that, and I guess I'm convinced, Joy, that the Disney people were writing this script. You know that, you know, he goes out with the Bears, they knock him out, and he gets to come back in the final game for the championship. What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be watching anyway. We're gonna check news and Wisconsin Life, and then we'll be back talking with Gary Knowles about things to do the end of December and January in Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Ridgewood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Pretty Sheen, Pretty Sack, Black Flambeau, Burnett, hopping over there. Hey, smell that dairy.
This is the January edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with travel writer Gary Knowles, who has some recommendations of things to do and places to go in and around Wisconsin for this end of December and the month of January. And we are welcoming your questions. We're welcoming your recommendations, too. What are you looking forward to doing in January? Maybe it's a winter sport of some sort. Maybe it's watching eagles. Maybe it's something else. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page where you will find Gary's list or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I look forward to hearing more of you to telling me where to go after this edition of Wisconsin Life. Animals have quite a few lessons to offer us. When Carrie Rothbard moved to Wisconsin, she took a few cues from her horse.
"He's gone wild," says Don, the guy who trimmed cougar's hooves back in New York. He laughs when I tell him I've just chased my horse along an icy path for half an hour in the bitter Wisconsin cold. He laughs harder when I describe Cougar and his new mare, how he'll head off another horse so she can have her turn at the hay, how she waits alone at the gate when I ride him. "He's got himself a herd of one," says Don. "He's reverting to his natural state." In captivity, as in the wild, horses are social beings, bound by the instinct that tells them they're safe only when another horse has their back. Watch a herd of horses, and you can almost see the efferent fibers that connect them, letting them know they can rest easy, or impelling them to flight. Yet there is more to it than that. Cougar and his mare touch muzzles and breathe reassuringly into each other's nostrils after even the shortest separation. They graze and play together. Sometimes they lean gently side to side, one draping a neck across the other's withers. All the while, they belong to a larger community, and Cougar's shoulders and flanks bear the bite marks of his bids for status. I find myself thinking about community as I come within sight of my horse for the second time today. Having recently moved to Wisconsin, I am often on the outside looking in. The fact that people live close together does not mean they have much to do with each other. Social relationships do not necessarily entail true connection. And yet we generally hold that as human beings we only grow fully into humanness in relationship. All real living is meeting, according to philosopher Martin Buber. Dialogue is the fundamental means of recognizing and exploring the sphere of the between. I am within catching distance of Cougar, but it's too late. The sun has dropped to the horizon. The midwinter air has turned the sort of cold that makes horses frisk. Buber believed that in the stillness of the in-between world lie possibilities beyond expression, transcending everyday life. Two geldings are head wrestling. I turn to look as a sudden impulse crackles through the herd. As if on cue, several horses take off to the far end of the field where they slam to a halt, spin, and then gallop back. When they charge a second time, Cougar and his mare join in, heads lowered, leaning into their speed. The drumbeat of many hooves against the frozen earth reverberates in my chest, pounding out a message I struggle to understand. Could it be there's a connection between this wildness and the embrace of something larger? Could it take wildness to enter the realm of the in-between? More horses are galloping back and forth now. Their breath shoots out in white clouds. Someone whinnies, and I realize I've been holding my breath. I exhale to make room for the wild in me.
Carrie Rothbard is a writer and animal lover in Madison. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with travel writer Gary Knowles about what's happening during this end of December and the month of January. This is the hour each week when we celebrate life in Wisconsin and talk about special things that we can do to experience Wisconsin culture and travel and recreation and more. And for the past year, I have picked at least one new thing to do from Gary's recommendations or from your recommendations, and I travel to different regions of the state, a new place each month, and snap some pics, and I posted them on Facebook, and we talked about what we did during this once-a-month show with Gary on these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. This past year, I'm just trying to remember. I went snowshoeing here in Madison. I took a trip to visit different places in downtown Spring Green. I visited the Stevens Point Brewery. I took a tour of the brewery there. I went to the American Club in Kohler. Gary and I went to Road America in Elkhart Lake. That was a lot of fun.
That was fast.
Yeah, that was very fast. I got to take a spin around the track. In a brand new Corvette.
Yep.
That was cool. And I drove part of the Great River Road. I visited an apple orchard in Trempealeau. I had my walnut burger at the Trempealeau Hotel, which I wanted to do. I went to Granddad's Bluff in La Crosse.
All right.
And Rudy's Drive-In in La Crosse, as recommended. I hiked up the observatory tower at Rib Mountain State Park and got a wonderful view of north central Wisconsin. I went to Big Top Chautauqua in Bayfield, saw Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon Lightfoot up there, right?
Yeah, and many, many more things. I really had a lot of fun this past year, and that's not even all of the things that I did based on your recommendations. I'm ready to do it again in 2014, as I mentioned, going to Minocqua in January. Still could take some suggestions for other things going on in January. And other than that, the calendar is wide open. So while this is focusing on January, if there's something that's going on, a festival that you're famous for in your community or something all year, I'll be happy to take those recommendations.
Well, you know, Joy, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to say anything about your character or anything, but you may want to consider on the 31st, heading over to Burlington for the Liars Club.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Yeah, they do their annual, they name the best lie of the year. And, of course, 2013, I think they had a lot of competition, but they're going to name the best lie of the year on that day.
Usually, they're kind of bad jokes, aren't they?
yeah, they're usually sort of tall tale kind of lies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's always a lot of fun. And the guys in Burlington have a good time down there. At the Burlington Liars Club, you can actually join for $1. If you put $1 in an envelope and send it down to them at the Burlington Liars Club in Burlington, Wisconsin, it'll get to them, and they'll send you a membership card.
Well, you know, and I'm going to remember that. We'll announce what the lie of the year is on the air when it is announced.
Okay.
And in fact, maybe this is just a little preview. Maybe it will end up being our week in review quiz question for next
there you
week.
Go.
So that might be something to take note of. let me remind you that you can call us with things that you're looking forward to doing this weekend, you know, New Year's Eve. Do you have any, you know, go watch the dropping of the carp or the dropping of the cheese or the fireworks in the La Crosse area? What are your plans? How about other things you look forward to doing in January? Or anything you'd like to tell me what to do for 2014? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We do have Gary's list of recommended events and activities taking place for the end of December and the month of January on our website, WPR.org/joy, or on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, we just heard about horses in our Wisconsin Life essay. Mike in Prairie du Chien emails, on January the 11th, the Northwoods Harness Club puts on a horse-drawn sleigh and cutter show at
really?
The Ashland Great Lakes Visitor Center. It is a beautiful annual event. Well, that does sound fun.
Well, yeah, you know, I've heard of that. Did you say he was from...
He's from Prairie du Chien, but he says that this is happening in Ashland. It's the Northwoods Harness Club.
I've heard of that, and I understand that it really is a pretty spectacular outing up there, especially when they get that fresh snow up there. I mean, some of these cutters are great. It sort of looks like Dr. Zhivago country up there. You know?
What exactly is that? Is the cutter the sleigh going through? Or,
As I understand, it's a sleigh, and they have different kinds of sleighs, but. And I think they have a couple of, maybe even up to 4 horse hitches. I'm not sure. Maybe you could give us a call and let us know that.
Yeah, that would be great.
It would be good to know. But yeah, I know they've got some really fun things going on.
That would be fun to take a sleigh ride. I bet you there's others like that going on, too.
Actually, there are. I ran into a guy in Baraboo area who does sleigh rides every weekend, and you can go do those. And there's a couple, several places around the state that do offer regular sleigh rides, and it's really a lot of fun.
So I can go up to Baraboo, take a sleigh ride, and then I can go up to Prairie du Sac and see some
the
eagles.
The eagles, yeah, the eagle. Boy, this is eagle watching time pretty soon here. They're going to have the Eagle Festival in Prairie du Sac, and that comes up... Eagle Days, January 17th to the 18th, and we've got several of them going on. You can actually go down to the Quad Cities down in that area. They've got a great big Eagle Festival that takes place down there the 10th to the 12th, and so if you want to go down to Davenport and Moline and down that area, but the whole Mississippi River and Wisconsin Riverways are wonderful places for the eagles in winter because the water stays open in places and they can fish there. So if you've ever seen one eagle, you know it's pretty spectacular. If you want to see 10 or 12 of them in an area, it just really knocks your socks off. I mean, and they're beautiful birds, and it's great to watch them fishing. If you get up to the Prairie du Sac Eagle Days, there's Wollersheim Winery is releasing a eagle wine for the occasion, and that sells out fast every year. It's a white wine, but it's really a good celebration.
And was able to get a bottle of that, and I saw more eagles right at the winery more than I saw at the eagle watching area in Prairie du Sac.
Well, they hang out there. they actually do. You know, the winery is up on a hillside, and the eagles really do fly through that whole riverway over there.
Yeah, so we saw at least a dozen. It was really spectacular.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of eagles in one spot. Yeah.
We are talking about things to do in the end of December and the entire month of January. Gary Knowles is our guest. Gary is the Upper Great Lakes columnist, Journal and Topics newspapers, and contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer, and our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. So what are your plans for the month of January? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Do you have any favorite winter outdoor activities that you would like to share? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
The sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, we're walking in a winter wonderland.
You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It is 9 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, December 27th, and this is the January edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. And I'm looking for recommendations of things to do, places to go in Wisconsin during this last part of December and the entire month of January. What are you looking forward to doing? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You know, we've gotten some Facebook posts and some emails, but not a single call. Is everybody...
Must be sleeping
in
this morning.
Yeah, you're sleeping in, most of you? Come on, give us a call. Tell us what you enjoy doing in the winter. Any outdoor activities, any winter recreation that you particularly enjoy? Where do you like to go to snowshoe or cross-country ski or downhill ski, for that matter, or snowmobile? Maybe you're into dog sledding, whatever the case may be. Maybe if you don't like the outdoor stuff, you have some fun things to do indoors that you want to recommend. All is game on this particular program. Not only are you telling me where I might go, but letting everybody else know about something special about Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This looks interesting in Racine, Gary. The Big Chill in Racine, an ice sculpting competition on January the 10th. And then it looks like there's other... National Snow Sculpting Championships going on in Lake Geneva later in January, that first weekend of February. So snow sculpting abounds.
Yeah, as I understand it, the Wisconsin State Championships are the ones in Racine at the Big Chill, and they've got some really talented snow sculptors there. And then the winners from that advance to the Lake Geneva event, which is actually the 29th of January to the 2nd, February 2nd, they'll be announcing the actual snow sculpting champions, the people that do it. I was down there last year for that, and it is really a lot of fun. And boy, those people sure are talented. I mean, they're not just setting one block of snow on top of another, but they do some really intricate carving and some really fun stuff. It's always kind of fun down in Lake Geneva anyway. Good area to go shopping if you want to go do the indoor stuff. But it's really fun outdoors down along the lakeshore down there, Wisconsin's Riviera, down in that area. So definitely worth a trip down there.
Yeah, that sounds good. And what about if there's any, we've talked a lot about outdoor stuff, any indoor things? I see on that same weekend of the Big Chill in Eau Claire, there's a ragtime festival. Apparently jazz and boogie music.
Yeah, we've got good musical things going on. That ragtime festival should be fun in Eau Claire. And,
on January the 10th.
On the 10th, yep. And they're going to be doing that... I think it goes on kind of all over town there. They have several different venues for it. And also music going on. Spring Green has got quite a musical tradition out at the country store out there, at the general store. They do things like they have an acoustic jam session that'll be taking place on the first Sunday of each month. And well worth checking that out. Spring Green is always kind of a lot of fun anyway. So... Might want to go over and check that out. And then there's a big antique show coming up, and I think that is down in the Janesville area.
Yes, the 38th Annual Antique Show and Sale, the 4th and 5th of January in Janesville.
Yeah, and that's always a good one. I mean, they bring in some really good people for that, and that always is a big hit down there. And then also there's another one taking place in Waukesha at the Waukesha Expo Market where they have antiques and collectibles, and that'll be the 18th and the 19th of January. So, if you want to go indoors and do some things, that'll be there. And then if you want to go indoors and maybe see some eagles as you're walking up there, the Wollersheim Winery does their port wine release in January, and that'll be on the 25th of January. And their port is really well known and an excellent product, so worth checking.
Sounds good. I was just going to go to a caller who dropped off, who was going to be skiing some Birkebeiner event, even though it wasn't the Birkebeiner ski race, but maybe some preliminary or maybe the trails open
kind
of some sort. Then they were going to be doing that pretty soon. Because I think the Berkeys,
that's
not in
February.
That's February.
Usually it's in February, and I should have put the date down, but don't have it here.
Well, we'll talk more about that next month. Ben and Nina joins us. Hello, Ben.
Hi.
Hey, Ben.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
Great. I just had a suggestion with this cold snap coming in. One great thing to do, especially with kids, is to go out in your own backyard on a day that's not too windy and blow bubbles. They will freeze in the air, and they will shatter, or they will fall to the ground and roll along the ground without popping.
What a great idea.
Really cool crystals.
I love that idea.
Yeah,
I
do
think
too.
That I'm not, I don't have kids, but I'm going to go do that.
I think I can sense a bubble festival coming up here.
I saw a picture of that saying, try this in the winter, and I've never tried it. And you've done this, Ben. It actually works. They freeze and they shatter.
It's really cool.
Very cool.
That's
all right.
Great.
There we go. I love this. You don't have to give us a specific location,
no,
but an activity just like that. Blow some bubbles in the cold. Love it. And, of course, now with the time almost gone, we have lots of callers. Alice in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Hi, Alice. What are you looking forward to?
Hi, Joy. Well, I am surprised nobody has called in. But we live on Two Harbors, and we look across at the lovely Bayfield Peninsula, but Superior Duluth shares, it's a light festival that kids, it started before Christmas, and my husband and I, we have four grandkids up here, but we went alone. It was just so spectacular, and they will have the lights going on till January 4th, and on the 4th, they'll have the fireworks, but it's open at 5 o'clock, and they have free hot cocoa, cookies, and they have fire pits all along the way when you walk and the music's going.
Alice, it sounds beautiful. A wonderful New Year's celebration through the beginning of January. We have less than 30 seconds to go, Gary. Happy New Year to you. We will see you again on, I think, Friday, January 31st.
I'm hoping that we will. And thank you, Joy. And I just want to say thanks to you and everybody that make Wisconsin and this whole area spectacular.
Well,
thanks.
Thank you. And Happy New Year to you. I don't think I'm going to make the dropping of the carp this year or the dropping of the cheese, but one of these years. Thanks a lot. Gary Knowles, our monthly contributors to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Thanks for all of your ideas, too. I'm Joy Cardine. Thanks to Bill Martins for producing this show. This is the Ideas Network. We're walking in a winter wonderland.